بسم الله الرحمن الرحیم. In the name of Allah, the compassionate, the merciful. My dear ones, welcome to your program, The Gate of Knowledge. Be with us. In this section, we talk about recitation of the Quran during nights. This is one of the actions or one of the habits that the people of taqwa, piety, they have. Imam explains, during a night they are upstanding, standing on their feet. On their feet, reading portions of the Quran and reciting it in a well-measured way, creating through it sadness for themselves and seeking by it the cure for their ailment. The characteristic of the Quran is a book which is recited. A book which is created to be recited. And the name Quran is something which is recited. This is the name and the meaning of Quran. There are verses in the Quran talking about recitation of this book. فَقْرَأُوا مَا تَيَسَّرَ مِنَ الْقُرْآنِ. Whatever is possible for you, read from the Quran, recite from the Quran. In another verse, which is Surah Qamar, Moon, it says, وَلَقَدْ يَسَّرْنَا الْقُرْآنَ لِلذِّكْرِ. We have made the Quran easy for remembrance. فَهَلْ مِن مُدَّكِرِ. Is there a person to remember? Here, the Quran encourages us to use the Quran to remember God, to remember our destiny, to remember this world and the other world and the goal of life and so forth, which Quran talks about. In another verse, says, إِنَّ رَبَّكَ يَعْلَمْ. Your Lord knows. أَنَّكَ تَقُومُ أَدْنَى مِنْ ثُلُثَيِ اللَّيْلِ. That you upstand less than two-thirds of the night, or half of the night, or one-third of the night. وَطَائِفَةٌ مِنَ الَّذِينَ مَعَكَ. And a group of people who are with you, your followers. And this way, Allah encourages the Prophet and the followers of the Prophet and praises them to stand for worship and for recitation of the Quran. In another verse still, Quran says, نِصْفَهُ أَوِنْقُسْ مِنْهُ قَلِيلًا أَوْ زِدْ عَلَيْهِ وَرَتِّلِ الْقُرْآنَ تَرْتِيلًا. Half of the night, or a little less than the half, stand up for remembering your Lord and worshipping your Lord. أَوْ زِدْ عَلَيْهِ, or increase to the half, even more than a half. وَرَتِّلِ الْقُرْآنَ تَرْتِيلًا. And recite the Quran in a beautiful way, in a calm manner. Read the Quran word by word in a good voice. We have in a saying that the room or the house in which the Quran is recited illuminate for the people of the sky, for the angels, the way the stars illuminate and they show themselves for us, for the people of the earth. The two points that was at the end of this passage, that why they choose night for recitation of the Quran, because at that time most of people are sleeping, there is nothing to capture one's attention, nothing catches eyes, there is no light or dim light. They stand up and they concentrate on the Quran in a spiritual time and a spiritual manner. Therefore, the time, the best time to recite the Quran is considered to be the night or the end of the night near the dome. Another point is that Imam has said, by reciting the Quran, they create for themselves sadness. As I have said before, this sadness is not by no means something that captures all life or depression or something like that, but it is a deep sadness that that exists deep in their souls, because they have not yet reached their goal, their ultimate goal. I said, like a traveler who has not yet reached the destination. There is a weariness, a sadness in the heart of this traveler, why he has not reached the goal, the destination. So this sadness, sometimes we forget our departure from this world. We forget that this world is transient and the other world is the goal. Therefore, Quran reminds us this fact and creates a light sadness deep in our hearts, as I have said before as well, in a rivaya, in a hadith saying of the Prophet, it is said the Quran is revealed by sadness, so you recite it with sadness. So this is the sadness that we have, and it can be matched with happiness as well. As it is said that a believer, a pious person, smiles with people, but his sadness exists in his heart. This is not a disease, or it is not depression. It is a light sadness that is settled in the heart. And it is something that has a role in our guidance and in our action. Another point here is, and they seek by it the cure for their ailments. As if the Quran is a scanner that can scan the soul and find out what are the points of problem. When we review the Quran, because the Quran has talked about everything in our life, if there is a problem, we will run into the cure for our problem. It means always when you recite the Quran, you have to set a comparison between the things that the Quran says and your own acts, your own characters. And if something is wrong, you need to correct it. So a comparison with the things that are explained in the Quran should be all the time during recitation of the Quran. Somebody asked Imam, peace be upon him, that how do I know that Allah loves me or not? Imam alayhi salam said, recite the Quran. If you see yourself match the things that Quran encourages and Quran praises, then Allah likes you, loves you. If not, not. So always we, in recitation and concentration on the Quran, we set a comparison, and as if the same way that Allah is talking to us and advising us, every one of us should look at himself and see how far he is from the things that Quran orders and Quran encourages to do. Therefore, recitation of the Quran is an endless activity of this life, because we have different ups and downs in life and different actions. Sometimes we make mistakes, new mistakes, or we may run into a new situation that we need the guidance in that situation and in that certain occasion. Therefore, when we recite the Quran, Quran will guide us through its recitation. I hope we all benefit from reciting this holy spiritual book of Allah. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Ya Rabbana, Ya Rabbana, Ya Rabbana, Ya Rabbana, salli ala, Ya Rabbana, salli ala, Taha al-Nabi wa alihi, Ya Rabbana, salli ala,
صلى الله عليه
صل يا
رسول الله
يا ربنا صل على